Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Back in the 1920s, the United Daughters of the Confederacy organized what they called the Jefferson Davis Highway Project, an effort to create a transcontinental road parallel to the Lincoln Highway up north. Now flash forward to 2019, and now Alexandria and Arlington have both removed Jefferson Davis Highway from street signs and business cards. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says, don't expect other local governments to follow suit anytime soon.
Like the Confederate Army itself, the name Jefferson Davis Highway is resistant to yielding the further south you go from D.C.
The Alexandria City Council ditched the name last year. This week, Arlington was finally able to abandon the name after getting the Commonwealth Transportation Board involved. But Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says other parts of Virginia have a political culture that's less inclined to discard history.
Many people in Caroline County, many people on the Northern Neck have, you know, generations of family that have lived in those areas. And so that's their history, and they're less inclined to want to change that history or toss that history out.
Opponents of Confederate names say they'll continue their fight to remove the name Jefferson Davis from highways across Virginia, even if they have to go through every city council and board of supervisors up and down Route 1 to do it. I'm Michael Pope.